You're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show. This, of course, is Vectis Radio, your community station. And on the subject of community, I'm delighted to welcome into the studio my studio guest this morning, Sally Duckworth. Very good morning.
Thank you. Hello.
If you'd like to move just a wee bit closer in there so that we can hear your delightful voice, Sally. And I know you're a very busy lady at the moment. You are involved with setting up a time bank here on the island.
That's right.
Now, some people may have heard the term time bank, may have come across Time Bank UK, which is right across the country, of course, but we have yet to encounter it firsthand, as it were, here on the island. So can you just explain a little bit about Time Bank and how it works?
Yeah, sure. Actually, we have got one already on the island.
Ah, right. Now you see, yeah. I'm not up to speed on this. So
there's one in Ventnor, which was set up nearly 3 years ago. And the rest of the UK, there are now about 300.
Right.
Our time bank is going to be on the West Wight.
I see. So it's the first in the West Wight that we're talking. Got
you. Yes.
Okay.
So,
and what is a time bank? I mean, as I say, I've heard the term before, but I wasn't completely familiar with how it actually works and what it actually does.
Okay. Well, it's basically a system of give and take. And the clue is in the name, really, a time bank. It's about giving your time to help others in your community.
Mm-hmm.
So you give your time, and the currency is an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So you give an hour of your time to do something for somebody else, and you can then get a credit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's banked, and you can either spend your credit or save it or give it to somebody else.
So the currency we're talking about is time.
It's time.
It's purely time. So it's almost, what am I right in saying, a sort of more organised, formalised, sort of good neighbourly type of thing almost in your local community.
Yep. It's based on an idea that everybody has skills to offer.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever your age and ability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on that idea that, you know, to share gifts and share skills and then receive something back in return,
mm-hmm.
is actually a good way of working without any money changing hands.
So it's building on, as I say, what one might call a sort of good neighbourliness, which we're very blessed with here on the island, when we have a wonderful community spirit, and obviously people look out for themselves and their neighbours and family and friends in the local community. But this is a way of actually pooling specific skills. Now, what sort of skills are we talking about that might be relevant or useful in this?
Anything.
Really?
Anything at all.
I mean, are we talking anything from baking to plumbing to wiring a plug? I mean, that sort of thing? Or
yeah, it can be
clearing
whatever,
a garden? I don't know.
Whatever the person who joins the time bank feels is appropriate for them to give.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that it's not going to be a chore. So it's something that they enjoy doing
it's
fun.
Okay.
And so, yes, it can be anything from walking a dog, washing a car,
mm-hmm.
painting a wall, cooking, anything at all.
So it really, I mean, just pretty much something that anyone will have a skill in doing. And if they actually think, well, I can walk a dog or wash a car.
Mm-hmm.
If they've got a more professional type of skill,
mm-hmm.
where they feel that they would like to offer that around. And what I'm suggesting here is that, I mean, there are obviously people who are professionals in various
mm-hmm.
fields, but who would like perhaps to share their professional skills in where the only currency involved, as you've pointed out, it would
it's
be time.
Yeah.
And that would still be appropriate?
That's okay, yeah. It isn't designed to replace any existing services.
Okay. Right.
But we do know of people who perhaps have a skill at painting,
sure.
and they want to share that gift. They may have been in that profession.
I mean, obviously you don't
retire.
Want someone coming in and being terribly helpful, but perhaps, if I can use a word, bodge something that they shouldn't really be trying. So is there any form of sort of vetting of the type of skills that can be banked?
Well, there is a system where under Time Bank UK, where we have a sort of a piece of paper which allows us to take the skills and gifts, and we look at them, and there are risk assessments, and there are quite a few policies around
mm-hmm.
the whole of the time banking.
So people can feel confident in either giving or receiving the currency, which is time, and the skills from Time Bank, because there is some kind of vetting procedure there.
Yes, definitely. And we have got safeguarding policies.
I was going to say, I mean,
the
other aspect would be that some people who perhaps are infirmed or living on their own or elderly or a combination
mm-hmm.
of different things might feel, perhaps, shall we say, a little anxious about strangers offering to do things for them. But there are safeguards in place.
There are, yeah. There are. There's a handbook and there's a joining way of joining which asks for personal references.
And it's supervised by staff at a central time bank. How does that
work? No, each time bank seems to be set up differently depending on the community needs. Mm-hmm. Some are set up specifically to support people who are elderly, older people in the community who perhaps are lonely mm-hmm. and want visiting.
That perhaps would be particularly relevant here on the island in the West Wyatt,
possibly,
in the Main.
Possibly, but we're trying to think about a community
the whole
type
community.
Of arrangement. Yes, yeah. So if there are younger people that might want to be involved, then we'd certainly consider that.
Single parent families, for example,
possibly,
as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so I'm interested in how this actually is organised in terms of the banking side of it, as it yeah. were, where the currency is time. Yeah. Can you explain that a little bit
I'll
to
try.
Us?
I'll try. We will be hoping to join the Time Bank UK organisation, mm-hmm. and they will provide us with some training.
So you kind of become accredited, as it were, as a time bank, do you? You have to sort of qualify within the procedures laid down by Time Bank UK? Or?
It's fairly loose, the structure.
Oh, right. Okay.
You can join as a member, you mm-hmm. pay a fee, and as I say, you can then access their training.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide you with free software.
Oh, I see.
Which is has recently been updated and includes Facebook and, you know, quite a lot of the social media mm-hmm. type of interaction.
Sure.
I haven't seen the software yet, mm-hmm. but we will hope to join Time Bank. But it's not exclusively around using social media.
No, of course.
We're also hoping to have, you know, face-to-face meetings.
Sure.
So people mustn't be put off by the idea of just using
Facebook. No, because there may be people
online.
Who are not comfortable with
yes,
social
absolutely.
Media. And they wouldn't be excluded in
no,
any way.
No, far from it. It's about relationship building in the community.
And you're talk of signing up fees is for your time bank to join the UK time bank.
Yes.
This is nothing to do with people who wish to access the time bank.
No, there are no fees for people to join.
Okay.
So, and it is free for everybody, yes.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look, Sally, we're going to come back and talk to you some more about this because it's a fascinating project, and I know that there was an important meeting yesterday evening, I believe, in the West Wyatt, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and how people can find out more details about the Time Bank here. And my sincere apologies to those people involved in the Time Bank in Ventnor. I wasn't aware of that. I should have been. You see, there you go. I don't get all the information, but this is specifically designed to serve the community of the West Wyatt.
Yes.
Okay, we'll come back to Sally in just a moment.